USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of 3 children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness shares symptoms with toxic shock and Kawasaki disease.
These children happen to have the COVID antibodies or be positive for COVID, but those were not the symptoms they showed when they came into the hospital system.
He says the state health department is reviewing 73 cases where children had swollen blood vessels and heart problems. U.S. regulators have approved a new kind of COVID-19 test. It can quickly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs taken from inside the nasal cavity. The antigen test is the 3rd kind to be authorized by the FDA. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
There are smiles this weekend in the popular resort town of Ocean City, Maryland, where the beach and boardwalk has reopened. WJZ-TV reporter Mike Helgren talked to business owners.
I think something has to give a little bit, and it has to start somewhere.
They should know by now to stay 6 feet apart. And I think it's a good idea.
But it won't help hard-hit small businesses.
I own several stores in different cities, and it's been devastating. But there's no business. We're down 80%.
But people in states that haven't reopened are angrily protesting. This man is at the State House in Kansas and is urging more to use their rights to protest.
That's right, guys. The freedom is over this way. Keep on going.
In Russia, President Vladimir Putin has marked the 75th anniversary of Victory Day. It's Russia's most important holiday, honoring Russia's defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans across a large portion of the Northeast are in the midst of an unusually late-season blast of Arctic air, courtesy of the polar vortex. Adding to the frigid conditions will be accumulating snowfall, another rarity for some places across the region this time of year. Freeze watches and warnings, along with frost advisories, are in effect for many places across parts of the Midwest, down to the Southeast and into the Northeast. Cities from Atlanta to Detroit to New York will be colder than parts of Alaska this weekend. Pittsburgh, Detroit, Washington, D.C., and Buffalo will challenge low temperature records. A rock and roll music icon has died, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Little Richard, a founding father and pioneer of rock and roll, has passed away at the age of 87. His son, Danny Penniman, confirmed the death to Rolling Stone magazine. A cause of death remains unknown. Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman, known for his flamboyant performing style and hits like Tutti Frutti's Long Tall Sally and Good Golly Miss Molly.
Good Golly Miss Molly!
His musical influence was everywhere and touched artists such as the Beatles, who re-recorded several of his songs, including Long Tall Sally. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Bill Haley also covered his music. Many young British musicians such as the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart all credited him as an influence. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And I'm Wendy King.